This is Wade Rathew, the Chief Organizer's Report. A funny thing happened to platform capitalism and its predatory business model in Louisiana, of all places, making the experience there a case in point. Being Louisiana, the fact that somehow booze triggered the revelation almost makes the story too good to be true. Once upon a time, just minutes ago it seems, there was a Lake Charles, Louisiana-based company making waves in the app delivery space called Waiter. One of their salespeople, a regular customer at Fairgrinds Coffee House, or so he claimed, hounded us for a meeting as the company first tried to sign up restaurants in the New Orleans area. Waiter argued it was different. It would charge a flat fee for a delivery, $5. It would prevent restaurants from charging extra for products to be delivered. They would pay minimum wage and the workers would be their own employees. We didn't bite, but about 800 locations in metropolitan New Orleans did, at least according to the company. Louisiana being Louisiana, it helps to be homegrown, and being homegrown means that Waiter understood that politics was part of the grease in making this delivery system work, especially if they could corner a part of the market. The legislature had debated allowing liquor deliveries in a recent session. This isn't as unusual in a state and city that allows drive-in window daiquiri sales and allows open containers everywhere. The bill failed, so they put together a committee to study it for the next session, and this time, Waiter had a seat at the table. With an eye to leveling its own playing field, Waiter got them to require that any delivery service classified the workers as employees, as they did, not as independent contractors. The state rep who carried the bill described that requirement as the linchpin in the passage of the bill. This also, of course, blocked Uber, Instacart, and other third-party app companies from hauling booze to the thirsty by ripping off their workers. In a stunning revelation covered in the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate, the major regional grocery chain, Rouse's, is expanding into the delivery market but isn't able to make a profit under the current alcohol delivery laws, which require using hourly wage employees. In other words, if a company has to at least guarantee a minimum wage, a measly $7.25 an hour in Louisiana, it doesn't work. For the business model to work, there has to be a worker ripoff. Meanwhile, Waiter, the company's fingerprints all over the law, is not one of the 50 companies licensed to make deliveries. The company went public and then was bought out. All 2,300 employees were laid off and told to reapply as independent contractors. They now charge 15 to 25% as a service fee as well as for any credit card transaction, but still bar the restaurant from charging separate prices for delivery items as they do routinely in New York City. The precarious and predatory nature of app-based delivery services and their enablers seems beyond debate. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.